live streamed as well across a lot of different channels if you want to watch on there as well. We typically do not look at the chat. We look at it a little bit while we're talking. So we'll see if Josh catches it, if we're going to put any links in there. Just a baby bit of housekeeping. We do have a new crush group starting that is almost filled. It's probably going to start in about 2 weeks. I'm not sure the exact time yet. Those are always on Fridays. Anyone that's interested, let us know. I know we have a lot of crush group people on here right now, or people that have been through crush groups or currently in a crush group like Mr. Roke is. So welcome, everybody. We have the distinguished Mr. Lazowski on with us today, who I'm going to get to in 1 minute with Fairway Independent Mortgage. And, the market is interesting. I'm sure most of you in all my crush groups and everyone I'm talking to, I say nod your head if you've heated up in your area, and almost everyone is nodding their head. Some of the better loan officers have gotten lots of contracts last week. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 new contracts last week, and certainly a bunch over the weekend. Stuff is getting through, and listings are starting to come on. Obviously, I think we all know as they come on, if it's a awesome property, it is gone pretty fast and in 100 miles an hour. So I've got Mr. Lazowski with me today with Fairway. He's the president. He's the East Coast president for Fairway, but he's in the dirt, in the field all the time with loan officers, and always a great guest. He's been on here one or two other times and always love to hear his wisdom. And we'll keep it up top just to start. Mr. Laz, tell me what you're seeing from your 40,000 foot perch. Are you seeing more locks? Are you trending up right now in your land? By the way, David is Mass, Connecticut, Rhode Island. He's northeast guy. So what do you see in trending, first of all?
Well, today is Marathon Monday. First of all, Joel, thank you for keeping me out of the rain because it's raining pretty hard out there. So appreciate you having me on. But I would tell you that locks are definitely picking up. Our locks have increased probably since last week. Last 2 weeks, I'd say our locks are up over 20%. Things are picking up. Applications are up in a big way. Still inventory challenges out there, of course. And listen, I think a lot of the folks that were questioning whether they should be in the business has really started to leave. I just got a report that over 50,000 licenses have not been renewed. And that's
50,000, everybody. I love that. I love that, Laz. You know why? Because on every crush group and everyone I talk to, I say, this is market share taking time. If other loan officers want to be lazy and not know how to do deals, let them screw them up. Get out of our way. All of us on this call, get out of our way, and we will gladly take those loans for you. And you may leave, exit the building stage right, go sell cars, whatever you want to do. But don't do this anymore. Just get out of our way, because we're in this to win it. And that's interesting, Laz. 50,000, is that like 2 or 3 days old? Do you just see that?
Yeah, that was over the weekend. And this will be a Joel tagline going forward, because the workers win and the whiners have walked.
That's incredible. Well, most loan officers, Laz, I'm sure you're even seeing this in your world, because you've got a lot of bodies in your world. You know, I'm finding these loan officers, they're sitting in their office calling a whambulance. I mean, literally, wah, our rates are too high. My company sucks. We don't have good products. This is horrible. And they're literally sitting there doing nothing. They're doing nothing. They're just spinning in their chair, pounding donuts, praying for something to happen. Or even better yet, and sorry if I offend any of the people on this call, they're making cool videos that no one cares about. They're literally just making videos that no one cares about. Okay, they're not getting any loans from those videos. They're just making them. And I'm not sure where all this is coming from, but the people that are working hard right now, and it's funny, I got Kristen on my Zoom, is right in the middle of the screen, last, Kristen Ambos. And when she was on a couple of weeks ago, she said something about doing a prequal on Sunday night. She said, hey, I'd rather be, I don't want to be doing pre-calls on Sunday night, but I'd rather know I have the pre-call instead of somebody else having it. Meaning this is a grinder's market. Laz, are you seeing that in your crew? How many active loan officers are in your world, are in Laz land, ballpark?
About 150.
And are you seeing the grinders just rise to the top right now?
100%. Those that are working are working. Their pre-calls are up. They're working all the time now. People are back to open houses. People are doing what they need to do. And that's not all 150, I will say that, but the ones on the top are.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, everyone, your agent partners appreciate what you're doing and they notice and they're watching very closely. I'm with agents every week. I'm probably about to be with over 100 tomorrow a bunch, and then Wednesday and Thursday. I'm going to be with a lot. I'm telling you, that is what they are saying, and they will remember this. And Laz, for one of the first times, you know, people call me all the time. I'm getting high-level calls now. Joel, can you come in? Our company, you know, we need a lot of help with purchase sales. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, what? It's, you have to change the whole culture. I mean, like, it's major. You can't just sit around. Probably 95% of loan officers will quit once I get done talking and they realize that they actually have to go to work. Laz, tell me some of the traits. What are you seeing? What are you hearing from your people in the field? What are they doing besides being mobile, besides being out there? What are you seeing? What best practices are they going back to?
They're in touch. They're in there doing everything they can. Besides the belly-to-belly stuff that we all have grown to appreciate through you, Big Joel, they're out there teaching classes. They're out there doing the things they need to do. They're finding the realtors. So they're seeking them out to get in front of them, to be top of mind. And they're doing all those little things that make them top of mind. It's a constant drip. And it's not just one thing. I think it's multiple things that they're doing, different campaigns to make sure they're top of mind.
And that is huge. What Laz just said, I want to repeat it. Different campaigns to make sure they're top of mind. Okay, so that's a very broad statement. This does not mean sit in your office, spend $327 on equipment, lighting, and video equipment to make cool videos, post them online, and then wait for your phone to ring. That typically is not going to work for you, okay? But multiple ways. Again, you all have heard this from me. I know you always love when I say it. Everyone stand up, look at your chair. If it looks like an imprint of your ass, you're doing this wrong. You should not be sitting in your chair. You should be out. And that, to paraphrase, I know that is what Laz is saying right now. His people are actually up and out of their chairs. So Laz, you said they're teaching classes. Do you have people in your world that are certified to teach classes where the agents can get their hours? Do you have some of those people? Yep. And are they doing a lot of that stuff in your market?
We do have that. That's definitely one of the campaigns that people are out and doing CE classes. You know, you mentioned social media, and that is another campaign I'm seeing people do where they are actually teaching social media to the agent. Now, whether they'll ever follow through and do it, but that's one of the things that people want to hear about, another way to be top of mind. So when I say that there's multiple campaigns, it's everything from education, everything from social media education. It's also doing social media for the agents. I'm seeing people do that. Well, they'll have them do the raw footage and they'll do the reel for them. I mean, that engagement really gets you back and forth and top of mind because it moves more towards that friendship thing that you seek so much. You're not talking about loans. You're talking about making them top of mind with their borrowers or their clients. So that's an interesting dynamic that I'm seeing people do.
Anything you do as a loan officer that creates an OTC, and OTC stands for opportunity to coach, always creates that bonding time. You know, anything you can do with your partners where you are bonded over something cool always leads to even cooler things. And especially when you're teaching, and they're learning and they're enjoying what you're teaching. It really, really bonds you, you know, for a long time and deepens the relationship. You know, I say this all the time when you're talking to a referral partner, you always have an opportunity to develop a new relationship or deepen an existing relationship. But one of those two things should be going on. Laz, they're teaching classes. They're out. They are really mobilized. What about this whining? You know, I'm hearing a lot of loan officers whining about, that's why I loved when Kristen said this a couple of weeks ago, you know, whining about we're having to work so hard. You know, some of these loan officers, Laz, I'm looking to see if I got any big, big, huge dogs on here right now, that they'll have a house come on the market and there'll be 20 offers and five of the offers are with that one LO. So there's literally like five separate letters from like Pete Griffin or something. There's 15 others and there's five listing agents looking. They're like, Pete, you know, while they're looking. And obviously whoever the loan officer has worked pretty hard there to create all that. And every time I hear that whining, I'm like, are you crazy? You're complaining that your partners are trying to use you and you're having to work a little harder. Let me explain to you, 20 and 21, those were that's like 06 and 07. I mean, forget about that. That is not what's going on. That's not reality in any way. And, you know, Laz, I'm seeing this kind of this softness. The other thing, Laz, the other message, and, you know, I'd love to hear from you on this because you obviously in your position had to participate and facilitate some of the, call it the thinning of the herd with ops. You know, what's happening is some of these loan officers are super messy. And their messes were hidden by ops. And a lot of the ops people are gone. And now they're just messy. So there's a ton of saves. Are you just seeing that pop off the board in your world where you're seeing these loan officers having to dig in and really learn their craft as well as far as submitting loans?
I sat with a loan officer last week. We had that exact conversation where it was so much easier before because they had the support. And this was a newer loan officer that is used to having things done because everyone was so busy. He was used to having certain things done, but it's now back to basics. Learn the guidelines, learn the thing. You know, what people don't realize, when you have help, when you have all that support, that's supposed to be leverage to your business, not a crutch to your business. And I think people kind of lost touch of that. They lost sight of that. And it almost became an entitlement thing that they had that kind of support, even though they don't have the same units. When you have the units, you get the support to create leverage in your business. But otherwise, you got to be back to basics and you got to be doing it yourself.
That's a great analogy. I almost want to pull that out. I don't know what minute that is at the tape or on this video, but that is a great analogy. And you're right, Laz. And some of these managers on this call, I see at least one regional on here that I can see. I mean, that's their world, you know, like your world all day, you know. Wah, I can't get my loans closed. And ops is really slow and they're closing two loans. Both the loans they handed in are literally dumpster fires. There's 9,000 conditions on them, and they're complaining that ops is slow. Meanwhile, no, ops is not slow. You're slow, and you handed in trash. And because you did, you're paying right now.
Every lender out there has corrected. They've made the adjustments for the volume adjustments, right? That was something, some did it in 6 months, some did it in 18 months, but whatever needed to happen to bring the amount of volume and volume in line with the support staff, that's happened. Every lender has done that or they're really in trouble. But I'm going to assume every lender has done that. And that has exposed exactly what you're talking about because their excess support doesn't exist to camouflage the folks that weren't doing it right. And I put that into the whiner's walk category because there's three or four reasons why people are going to walk. They're either going to blame ops, never going to blame themselves. They're going to blame the industry or the environment that they're in.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I don't know about you all out there, but if you're getting saved deals right now, and everyone is, I don't know about you all. This call is too big to engage people while we're talking, but man, some of these safe deals, they're not even safe deals. I'm sure you all are looking at them and going, what is going on here? This loan is totally fine. There's not even, you don't even have to do anything. It's just the other loan officer literally didn't know what, literally couldn't read the guidelines. You know, you make one change and the loan closes. And let me tell you, if you close a safe deal and you're not in front of that agent within 5 days after it closes, shame on you, because you should put that other loan officer out of their misery. They can join that. That could be 50,001 licenses turned in, because there is no reason. No reason to not get all over that. And, you know, last 2 or 3 years ago, actually before COVID, I was watching what was going on, and I was thinking this and sort of talking about it, that we are moving toward, with technology, I used to say high tech, low touch equals no money. And I would say high touch, low tech equals big money. Now it's high touch, high tech. So these loan officers that understand high touch, that are doing the right activities to build, that understand that their job is to get the loan, not do the loan, when they use technology the right way, man, you do not want to be standing on the beach when that tsunami comes, because these are the loan officers that are taking a lot of market share right now and are going from 25 loans a month to 35 real quick. And those 35, those extra 10, 222, from five loan officers, they're probably in the group of 50,000 that are handing that they, or they're moving companies because their company sucks, you know, or their rates are too high or whatever it is. They're moving. And really, that's not the case at all. They just don't want to do their job. So Laz, tell me what, you know, from your perch, what are you telling your people every day? Where's the push from the top to get through this? And are you seeing not to prognosticate, but do you think this is going to continue for now and we'll probably finish a lot stronger than we started? What are you seeing? I know you're in, listen, I know you have a weird market because Boston Metro is super tight on inventory, but you know that you also cover Connecticut, Rhode Island, which are not as tight. Those loan officers have more going on, but what are you seeing to prognosticate a little?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're all trying to figure that out, right? And, I have a view from Maine down to Florida in totality. And Florida is just, you know, building and building. They've got space. The places that don't have space to build, it's a little bit of a different story. Look, I think at the end of the day, Joel, if we want to believe in, Barry Habib and Dave Stevens, May, it all changes in May, right? Does that really happen? Time will tell. I think we're all hoping and wishing that things happen. But if I'm being straight, like at the end of the day, I just don't see how inventory levels suddenly get better. You get rates down to 5%. Maybe people start to sell that are at 3%. But I think this is something that's going to be with us for a while. I don't think it's an easy fix. And that's probably not what people want to hear. But I think we're in a grind for a period of time. If I'm going to look out, I think it's going to last longer than anybody wants it to, because I don't see what gets inventory levels down unless rates really, really come in. Why would someone want to sell at 3% to go to 5 or 6 and more than double the mortgage payment?
The only reason, Laz, and this is what all the agents are talking about and what we're seeing, and it's all about math. And this is a big theory right now, not theory, it's factual, that there's lots of loan officers that don't know the math, and there's lots of real estate agents that don't know the math. And I'm hearing from brokers, these are brokers of record. So, you know, the owner of a REMAX or the broker of record in a Coldwell Banker, you know, the broker, the real estate broker of record. And what they're telling me is one of their biggest challenges is they're losing deals in the transition between the agent and the lender, meaning the agent doesn't know how to overcome objections fast enough to get the people to the lender, where then the lender can overcome the objections, Laz. Just as simple as look at anyone on this call, hopefully you don't, but anyone on this call that has any type of balances on your credit cards, if you've actually looked at the interest rate lately, you've probably needed a bucket and you probably heaved quickly when you saw what it is, because you could have perfect credit and those interest rates are literally through the roof on the credit cards. There's also a lot of consumers, Laz, that have what we call subprime car loans. There's a lot of credit debt that is at very high interest. And so, Laz, you know, there are plenty of people, if there's something for them to buy that could pick up $1,500 a month in cash flow, even though they got rid of a 3% mortgage, going to 6 because they paid off all the consumer debt.
Yeah.
And they got a different house, the house they wanted. And so, you know, it's interesting. The agents can't deal with this at all when they get that objection at all in a certain market, but loan officers can. And that's a big thing that I'm hearing from brokers all over because, you know, everyone talks inventory, inventory, inventory. Then Laz, I'm sitting in these meetings and I'm watching these agents putting 4 or 5 houses a month on the market all over the place. And I think that the agents, the same thing that's happening in lending is happening with agents. That herd is thinning at the same rate, if not even faster, Laz. In fact, do you have that stat? I'd love to know how many real estate licenses were handed in. You know, a 50,000 loan officer licenses, it's got to be double.
Got to be double, right? Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have that, but I'll get that. I'm going to assume it's higher, although a lot are hanging on more so than the lenders were. I think their shelf life of hanging on might be a little longer because they're all hoping for that one big sale still.
Yeah, and they're used to maybe hanging on doing 2 deals a year anyway, where a lot of the lenders are not. And, you know, a lot of these loan officers too, Laz, and I don't know if you're seeing this in your world, but it's sad. A lot of these loan officers spent, you know, you guys have heard me talk about this before, people in crush groups, in the no laughing, but in the 90s in a big, big refi boom. What I used to do, Laz, with the loan officers that worked with me is I would have them come in. We got paid once a month back then. And we would figure out whatever their paycheck, whatever portion was from refinances. And I would make them write a check to their financial advisor. I would make them save it. Would not let them live on it. I would say, okay, that's fine. That's great that you made that money. That's awesome. But you need to live on the purchase volume because that's never going to go away. People are always going to buy and sell houses. You know, but refinances are, people die and there's different reasons for refinances, cash outs, whatever. But besides that 10 or 15%, the other 85% are only rate related. And, you know, what I'm finding, Laz, which is kind of sad, sometimes talk to loan officers, these men and women suddenly thought they were real estate moguls, picked up 17 Airbnbs in areas that now got a NIMBY vote and it's 28-day minimum where the properties are. And these loan officers are going, what? You know what I mean? I can't make those payments. You know, I was a rocket scientist before when I did the math and it was no problem. So, you know,
I hope that's not a repeat. I hope that, you know, for those that have been doing this long enough, they've learned their lessons back in the day. And my hope is it's not a large percentage of people. You know, part of what we try and do is have that exact conversation with folks about their financial wellness, right? Making sure that they are, especially back in 20 and 21, what are you doing? You know, what is your plan? Because this is not real life for sure. But listen, that's part of, I put those in the whiner category, people that got in financial trouble, and those are the ones that are still looking for checks from other firms. That's what another reason people are, you know, moving about, right? Is they need the money. And I get it, dude. We're commissioned salespeople. And if you put yourself in a position, you're in a position. I understand that.
Yeah. And it's, I was on the phone earlier today with Sean. I'll call him out because he's got his camera on, Sean Johnson. We were laughing. We were like, yeah, if there was a perfect company, like literally everyone on this call would all be working at it. Like everyone would work for that company. Period. That's what it would look like. The whole world would work. There'd be one mortgage company. You know what I mean?
Listen, Sean's a good dude, and we all know that companies are people. That's all they are, and you're as good as your people. And Sean's good peeps.
100%. So, Laz, what would you tell people? You know, they gave up a half hour. You know, I always feel blessed and I always feel great when people are on these calls and I get lots of good feedback. And I love the fact that you give me a half hour of your time. What would you say is some parting words? You know, this is a mental game right now. This is tough grind mental. What would you say is some parting words?
What I said at the beginning, the workers win. It's going to get better. When I couldn't say, I'm hopeful it's May. I don't know that it's going to be that soon. But, you know, it is the put your head down. Don't listen to the noise. Be the noise. And the noise could be so many different things you see on social media. So many things people are coming at you with. Hey, did you hear this? Did you hear that? be the noise. Don't listen to the noise. Just grind and do your thing and let your numbers speak. That's it. Everything else is just a waste of time.
What a great ending. Don't listen to the noise. Be the noise. That is really what it's all about. And Laz, there is so much noise. And I don't know where these loan officers, every place I go when I'm talking to agents, they look at me and they kind of whisper to me. They go, Joel, we'll give you anything you want if you can get loan officers to stop calling us with these stupid scripts and they don't know us and they want us to go to lunch. Again, white panel van, clown suit, park in front of a school. Okay, they're freaked out. They're like, stop calling me. Why are you calling me? Who gave you these scripts? And even worse, you're having a biz dev person call me? You can't even call me yourself? I mean, these every place I go, Laz, the agents are like, stop. And again, this is the noise that I think people are listening to because they'll do anything rather than actually go do their job.
The noise that I've heard is everything under the sun. To every mortgage company is going out of business and this person is this and your rates are terrible. And our rates are great. We have ops. The noise is just, come on, folks. We're all doing the same thing. Let's just do our thing. It's not, companies are people. That's it. Nobody's got it figured out. And if you think you have it all figured out, you're probably in trouble in life because you never have it all figured out. And you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to increase your business. You're always trying to get more efficient. You're always trying to work smarter. All those things we try to do every day. And it hasn't changed. Good times or bad.
And I think what a great thing to leave with. Be the noise. Don't listen to the noise. And every person on this call that is the noise, I can see a couple of them, are closing a lot of loans this month. I'm not going to call you out, but I see two of you with your cameras on, and I know you're closing a lot of units this month by being the noise for sure. So, Laz, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This will be a podcast very soon. If you want to go find it in the Big Joel Show on YouTube or on my site or whatever. And like I said, it's probably on, I know it's on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. It just streams. So we'll see everyone in 2 weeks. If you're interested in the Crush Group, just let us know. See you all later. Thank you, Laz.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.